I'm the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways on publicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and it's July 2nd, 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwhi@sbcglobal.net. I want to thank everyone for listening and for being here on Parker Pathways. We've had a nice following and still do. We have been on air for 10 years. And we're all about the, on Parker Pathways, we're about the water and the concept of the different, sections of knowledge that intercede with each other that are all in one. You know, the Greeks used to call knowledge as an academy, and all subjects were really one, because they are. And then, of course, as time went along in history, the university system came in, and each professor over the period of time of the university system, after Thomas Jefferson brought over a scale, an organization chart, really, from France and Germany. Same thing for Benjamin Franklin, same thing for all the people that helped start this country. And I think the blacks call them old white men who started the country. And the Islamics say, well, Allah did it. But that's not a joke. That's what they really said. So the university system developed, so each professor wanted their own department, so the biology people were separate from the engineering people and on the university, and that's the way it started. So a lot of these folks, they don't talk with each other a lot. And when I came on board on RBN, the idea of putting sterilants in the drinking water was something that was the last thing anybody was thinking about in medicine. But that's what the government was doing, and I exposed that on a national stage. And all of the aspects of water, biochemistry in the body, and how it's controlled by various government agencies, the United Nations positions that they have. And all of that's been on the table all this time. And we're coming up to the July 4th, and it's one of those shows where a good example of decisions about food and water and who owns it, who owns the body, is really the focus stream of many of the things that we cover here, and is on the global stage. Now, speaking of that, there's a question that New York Times, the research and analytics department, asked questions of their subscribers and what their opinions are. The population of questions for this this week are about 3,000 people, and the question is that I'm going to pose to my audience. The question is: a trolley is running out of control down a track, and in its path are five people who have been tied to the track. You can flip the switch, which will lead the trolley down a different track, where a single person has been tied to the track. Would you flip the switch or do nothing, is the question. From the 3,000 people that were asked this question, 90% of them said that they would flip the switch, and 10% said they would do nothing. In other words, they would sacrifice the one person for the other five. Now, my question to you is, and has been for some time, since we're running into the July 4th, and the concept of the veterans and the people who helped design this country to be in a position where we're in freedom and a concept. When you go to the tap and you take your water, or you think you assume, would you drink the water with chromium 9 or MTBE, methyl triethylbutyl ether? Would you do that, or in terms of the concept of making ethanol from your drinking water, would you do that? Or would you, knowing, let's say, that someone in your household or yourself has potential for pancreatic cancer through scientific peer review, would you still drink the water, or would you offer the water to your guests, or would you offer the water to your loved one? You had three choices. What would you do? Would you acquiesce to the German government paying only $900 and some a year to pump millions and millions of gallons of water from the earth and then put it under a brand name like von Lesny does, has ads on television saying we're only a mile and a half from the major mountain that pumps this water? And would you subsidize that? Now, where we are on the standing of things, like in law, you have to have standing in terms of the progress of it. You know, if you have a position where you have a stake within the human condition in the law, that's what you can have as standing. Now, you take all that information and put it together, your fellow Americans said that, you know, they would pull it. They flip the switch. And this is what this show is about. This is what the thing is about: would you flip the switch or not? And the President of the United States gave a talk to the veterans at the Kennedy Center, and talking about the veterans and the aspects of how that type of recognition and support was necessary. We're going to talk a little bit about Arlington Cemetery today. But you take all of that and find which piece of your action you're really talking about. In other words, in the Declaration of Independence, it was in Congress July 4, 1776, the wording is, when the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with each other and assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature, nature's God, entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government and the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to their ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying the foundation of such principles and organizing powers in such form that will likely affect their safety and happiness. It's the entrance to the Declaration of Independence. The United Nations say that they own the water. The black people say that black people matter more than white people and put it forth. Amendment 25 is being used by the black caucus, is being used by several other caucuses with skin color differentiation, yet these same people will talk about freedom of land. And so you have the Amendment 25 being put forth in case of the removal of president of the office, of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. But the idea is that saying that President Trump is not fit to be a president. Yet this same person, he's been elected as the president. And he is working into the term of saying, yes, veterans, we're glad that you fought for us, and we're glad that you had the position of it. If you were in the rehabilitation system of the Veterans Administration and trying to figure out ways to determine how to walk, how to eat, even how to think, how to develop it, this is hidden away. This is hidden away from the public, as if, you know, it takes a lot to have a concept of understanding. You take pure evil and hate that is in the United States of America, which, by the way, is no longer called the United States of America. I've been talking about it since I've been on air. The new Gaul Peters world map has come out. Came out yesterday. Demarking South America and Africa and Australia as a dominance, trying to, you know, put forth that the darker skinned people rule, and then de-emphasizing the North American area, which is now called North American continent, and has been. We've been on air for 10 years when the allocation of water under the death panel under Obamacare on metrics, which I've talked about solidly for 6 out of the 10 years on RBN, the concept of Northern Asia and Europe is de-emphasized because of topography and population and demography. Taking that into consideration and the Declaration of Independence, I want to place at your feet the other decision-making processes of what I'm trying to communicate with you today. Now, in June 28th to July 1st, which is, this is July 2nd, the meeting occurred in Shanghai called the Mobile World Congress. And the Mobile World Congress has to do with the human element being controlled by mobile technology. where the concept of individuality is obliterated. The meeting, I had a poster presentation in Shanghai on this meeting talking about the human element. And because the body is made up of and the brain, because I'm an advisor to the Brain Project in five nations. But the thing comes down to the fact that the element of the human being to be digitalized in the metrics is similar to the Obamacare on the death panel, which has not been repealed, by the way, and takes two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to repeal the death panel. You can talk about Obamacare and health care all you like. It is nothing but a facade in the front end of what really is at stake. And I've talked about this in the real world with you and my audience on RBN on a national platform, which reaches a lot of people on this earth. And I presented the concept that the human element is now digitalized into the process of what is called the artificial intelligence. And that is what was at stake. The people that sponsored this Congress, and by the way, so that we're very clear as to what's at stake, there were 16,000 people came and went to Shanghai for the Human Element Congress. And the people who backed this came from Barcelona, Spain, which is called the Mobile World Capital, because Spain is going to be taking over most of the major decisions of the world within the Power of Eight, who are part of the elite system. You can call them anything you like. They interact with each other, fly on their private planes, they go and they talk with each other. And I know a couple of them, but I'm not an elite. Remember, I've told my audience, It was 7 years ago that I was offered to be an elite, and I walked away. People to be living underground, you know, in Colorado, to have a place in Aspen. I could have my chalet in Switzerland. I could have my own water. I could have my own food. I could have my own thing. I was already in the government. I walked away. Cold turkey walked away. And looked, I won't tell you who I was looking in the eye when I made that decision. Because I discovered that Dr. John Holdren, as a science and technology czar, really was an impetus in the eco-science for putting sterlings in the drinking water to decrease the population. It was part of the EPA's position. Now, I apologize to Congress and on air, because Partner Pathways was supposed to be in the Congressional Record a week and a half ago before the recess. It concerned MBTE, which I talked about on June 18th, because the E was not there, which stands for methylbiolethylethylate. And that's a process by which ethanol is produced in a backward way from a byproduct from gasoline. That's why one-third of the water wells in this country are closed and locked for a good 500 years because of the contamination by MTBE. And I apologize to Congress for not having the presentation of Parker Pathways on the Senate floor, which is the part of the addition and the process of the new health care bill, which I have paced in for the grand jury of science and technology, which I went out the door the second week I was on this station 10 years ago. And the whole process of the chemical, of why did the governors of the United States say, we will keep MTBE in the water for a period of 5 years after it was exposed. And I had the answer for that, and of course, is to make more plastics. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And we'll see you at the other end of the break.
Clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and the Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down.
I can't hear anyone at the other end.
Automize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to bring up the facet of the meeting that is going to occur on October 12th, 2017. This will be held in the Westin of the Times Square in New York. And it's called the Digital Health Summit. Now, medical information, as we know and from your record and the medical record and the process of it, is going to go into the cloud. Of course, where this can be drawn from anywhere in the world. And in other words, it's a sharing of, which I've talked about. This is another item that I've talked about for a long, long time on this station, on Parker Pathways. And when we first exposed the death panel and the process of metrics, where we get into the determination of assisted suicide and the process of placing care under digitalization, this will be the meeting of all the people who are going to be having the computerization of the actual regulations from the patient's chart, plus the development of the patient-led health transformation, they call it, where you are a digital form. Now, you might think that this is some part of some plot or some system. You can call it what you like. But my karma's clean because I told you about this the third year I was on here, and it was part of collateral health damage, and which is on the home page. Chloramine causes collateral health damage on the home page of RBN. It's a featured article. The station's made it a feature article as a permanent article on the front page of RBN. And on that is the structured cornerstone of the information of how everything has emerged and what's in the water, the economy of scale, of what your body is worth, which I talked about solidly. I even gave you the statistics of what's called passive quantitative physics to determine the metrics of how the body fluids are monitored and metered and determination of this. This comes under the flag of sustainability. In other words, when people talk with you about green homes or green buildings or we want to make the climate better or we want to take the process of a human condition of the future city, which I hope to get to today, and I'm going to give you four exposés of the what I call the change of cities for human waste. In other words, this is what is called in the real world from science fiction movies like Soylent Green, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, the whole process, all of these science fiction writers. And of course, a lot of this was projected in science fiction approximately 35 years ago. And they named 2017 as their target date then. The Digital Health Summit will have three floors to take in. The people that have already signed for this are dignitaries, dictators from other countries, real dictators. All they have to do is just really cross the street from the United Nations, really. If you've been in New York, the Westin is a very, very sophisticated hotel. It caters to the United Nations people. The people from Ghana, Russia, Rhodesia, they have already signed up. They have a whole cartel of limousines already signed on their spaces. That's healthcare, listeners. That is the future. And the data in the cloud, to be able to have the markings of the genetic codes and all the process, well, don't worry. You're not going to be compromised. You'll get a PIN number and algorithmic rhythm. But what happens to the brain research, which I'm aware of, and because I'm a knowledge engineer, there are only 12 of us on the earth. I'm protected, listeners. Do you think that I come on the show and the work, the thing, it takes all the process of what the work it takes to put it together? People, there's a pledge drive going on the station and say, well, what about knowledge and the whole thing? That's in advance of the fact that there's even the word knowledge involved. Think about it. You know what your future currency is? It's knowledge. It's not Bitcoin. It's not going to be, it's going to be knowledge. Why do you think they're working the coding systems for all of the children? So that they say, well, I'll be ready for new jobs. Yes, they're going to be ready for new jobs, so that the coding system will be a part of the digital system. And that's what this meeting is about, Digital Health Summit USA. The threads and the opportunity to support the funding and innovation approaches needed to drive forward the digital United Nations age of health. the people from HCHF, the Chief Innovation Engineering Officer, and the School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, the co-founder and the president of Startup Health, and the Research and Development of the United Health Group. They're the mentors. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure hit.
Dr. Parker, we were cut off at the break, and so we're now back on air. Our producer has us back on air. And in continuation of what we were talking about earlier, is that, for instance, if you have a cloud of information as it stands, it takes 12 hours. That's all it takes to scan and completely analyze 7 trillion DNA scans in 12 hours. In other words, the idea behind this, of course, is to develop DNA blood analysis for the change of humans and animals on the planet within 12 hours to be able to separate out who lives and dies on the planet when everybody talks about, well, when a meteor, let's say a meteor strikes, they use that as the cover story. But the thing is that, let's say that there's a cosmic war. Let's say that after all these years, somebody says, oh, well, there are ships coming out of the ocean of the Gulf of Mexico, and the form of the undersea base in Cuba. Or let's say that off Chile, the process of the seabed cities that are still active and have been for hundreds and hundreds of years become active again. Or let's say that there is an attack of the water and grid system, which can permeate into the development of the change of the DNA system, which has taken an evolutionary time, hundreds and hundreds of years to change. Well, we will go to the cloud, do the 7 trillion DNA scans in 12 hours. And by the way, that's trillion scans. So in other words, you can be able to change a population and the concept of determinations that even know the DNA change from the future war on the Earth, which is why all the tunnels and the cities under the ground are being built and have been built and you know, be promulgated by other things, which I'll be writing about. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that that's where it stands now, as we speak. And Google, of course, has made a declaration in the past week that they've started to remove personal medical records from its search engines. They say, well, we only want to pull specific requests from individuals, or we have health records that can appear online without consent and by mistake. We're sorry about that. That's what Google is saying. And the web pages that has removed, there are other web pages identifying financial information and content that violates copyright law. And so they've already, they're ahead of the curve, particularly on, you know, on that particular issue. Now, at the same time, though, the process of development of world leaders controlling the DNA sequence and how it's used is the meeting that I was talking about on October 17th of this year in New York. Now, the other aspect of going under the radar type of thing is, I think Trump, there's another commission of some sort. My Washington sources are very reticent about what they're trying to do. They have, in other words, to overthrow Trump, President Trump, with another commission. Besides from the black people want to do that, and then you got the Indian people with another aspect of it. And then you have Congress itself, which is working against the President Trump with its group, And then you have the meetings concerning how to talk about the hearings on the Clinton issue of the Attorney General meeting on the tarmac, which is, and of course, all of the data transfers and the rest of it occurred during the Clinton, Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State tenure. You have that committee, and then you have, but the whole thing is how to get Trump out of office. In terms of that's what they're, you know, they say, oh, we have to get to the truth, you know. Listen, the Form 866 form is signed when you're in the government. You have confidential information. You have things that you can't talk about for the rest of your life. Even in my writings, I cannot give everything, and nor would I. Some of them, I'm beginning to think that, yeah, you know, but maybe you can't handle the truth. You know, maybe that's really the issue here. The RBN has a moniker which says you can handle the truth. I'm not questioning that. I believe that you can handle the truth if you sit back and look through it as the eyes of where it is. Take a look at the Declaration of Independence, which I opened my show today with. The fact that these are truths that are self-evident in terms of the process of this. And you've got all lawyers in the background saying, oh, there's corruption, and we don't own this, and we don't own that, and we have the fossil. But you see, you've got your body. How is it that the DNA code is doing an interuterine system and being integrated with LEEDS, which is the Energy Environmental Group, which is a sustainable concept by the United Nations, as to you have to have a sustainable house. You have to have a formation of food system which excludes meat, changing your protein structure. You have to deal with the geoengineering of the process of putting diamond dust into the air so that you can change the ionized system of the ozone layer to change climate change, which is weather. And you take that, Trump sees that, see? So what he did, President Trump, he placed and signed a way of having the water rule changed for the Clean Water Act, recodifying the Clean Water Act. As it existed, and the point really is, that it existed prior to 2015, and this is world-shaking, in my opinion, there are a lot of reasons why the EPA's water rule. I've talked about all the chemicals that are in the water, the eminent domain issues on land and water. Most of my prayer wheel I have is close to 900 people in my prayer wheel that have listened to Parker Pathways that have been affected by the water rule and the process of it. Well, I'll read you a statement by Congressman Steve Pierce. Now, Steve Pierce is from New Mexico, and his quote is, this is the general great news for stronger growth jobs throughout New Mexico. And Washington bureaucrats were given complete authority to regulate small streams along natural and man-made ditches and lands and owned by farmers, ranchers, and small businesses. This unlawful expansion of power proposed by the Obama administration would drive up the cost for landowners and cost thousands of jobs. And I'm pleased to see the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers recommit to strengthening rural economies. There's truth in that statement, and into the process of it, but the change that has occurred is monumental from the standpoint of saying, well, if you have a form of a small pothole of water on your land, you know, that's considered wetland, and you can't, you know, plow it for food, or you can't. I've talked about many of these law cases on Parker Pathways. And by the way, chloramine causes health damage on the homepage of RBN has been nominated now 5 times for the Nobel Prize for Health Journalism, which I didn't know about it happened, but the point is that somebody was reading that. But you can point and see, you can print that. You can send it to your friends. You can put forth if you can handle the truth. It's really a question if you can handle the truth. I made a comment to the fact that there are things that happen with formations of landmass and changes of laws in courts, which I've talked about these many law cases over the years concerning the water, how you change the definition of proposed water or prepared water for fracking on farmland, which has been already been designated by the EPA as unusable land that's perfectly good wheat fields. Take a look at Congressman Dan Newhouse in Washington, made the following comment on the change of the Clean Water Act. I applaud the action taken by the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to follow up on President Trump's order to review the intrusive and overreaching waters of the United States rule. I look forward to working with colleagues of the EPA Administrator Pruitt to replace all ill-conceived water rules with a common-sense proposal that protects for clean water as well as water and property rights of farmers. And this is the main point of the law cases that I've talked about, where the government's gone on farmlands and thought, you know, they kill their animals, they take the process, and they've done that so that some company can come in and do fracking because they want the natural oil prices to change and work with the natural gas instead, and working with different pipelines over people without warrant. And this affects water users clear across the country. So the water users, as defined legally, or what I mentioned before the break, is a fact that's what's in your tap. In other words, would you be like the example of the train track, with five people on one track tied to the track, and another track with one person tied to the track? Would you pull the lever? You're heading down the train, and go, that was New York Times this question. This is really what it amounts to, the terms of what's called judgment metrics in mathematics. In determinants, it's called judgment of opinion mathematics. It's actually studying the formation of human behavior as to how you can work it to make that switch work for you to kill those five people rather than the one person. Okay? So this is what President Obama was doing with Susteren and the idea of his book Nudge, with the idea to get people from MIT to get you to do Obamacare, or to change off your food selections, or to base that was what Michelle Obama was doing, you know, with the change of the pyramid of food. Got to have healthier food. No, of course we do. But did they take out the concept of the development of the chemistry of folic acid? Yes. Did they change the glutamine progression cycle for arginine in the body and the liver? Yes. Did they change take off medical books off shelves in this country as textbooks to change the Krebs cycle's determination of its outcome? Yes. Did they change the concept of the urine tracking system for methylization so that you would be not aware of the fact that if you took protein out of the body, you could not methylate the glutamine properly with the adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy system within the mitochondria? Yes. Did they change the process of developing the amygdala in the brain to change the signal to the vagus nerve and the osseous stimulation for satiety? Or in other words, the development of things so they could promote the idea to go against obese people as a policy? Yes. Did they change the process of the United Nations proclamation of who lives and dies in assisted suicide? Yes. Did they develop the concept of the determination at the last G20 meeting and the determination of population decrease on one-fourth of the surface of the Earth by the next 5 years? Yes. Did they develop the concept of the development of the process of making polymers from NTBE, which I talked about on the June 18th Parker Pathways? Yes. In other words, the idea of taking the petrochemical companies have been putting money, expanding the development of the ethylene for making gas byproducts, which are to make plastics. In other words, the idea is like George Carlin used to say as a comedian, everything turns into, we're going to do nothing and the earth will turn into plastic. Well, of course, he could make that statement as one of the best comedians in the world, but he had a chemistry background. I remember him in the old days of the Purple Onion in San Francisco. You walk in to the Purple Onion. I remember going to medical school, you made $40 a month. That's it. So you had to have ways to see a movie or get a meal or something of that sort. If it wasn't for the nurses on the ward, we wouldn't even be eating. And you could walk in those cafes in the old days, and for no fee, you just go in. You said, by the way, you had card tables, which were used for people who would announce the shows. And that's the way Carlin was there, that Peter Estey, the famous comedian that wrote the scripts, you know, for Belushi and all those people, they were there. And that's where I met a lot of my Hollywood people while I was going to medical school. Yeah. And the thing is that Congressman Kathy Morris Rogers, I better finish the sentence. The whole thing comes down to the fact that most of these comedians came from an educated background. They wanted to be something else, but they liked comedy better. And that was, they were heartfelt from it. They were from their hearts, you see. And you have... there's Congresswoman Kathy Morris from Washington has a very interesting statement about the change of the water law. And it says, quote, "It's something I've heard about frequently in eastern Washington. Thank you, President Trump and his administration, for taking action to ensure this rule no longer targets our rural communities." Well, eastern Washington is a very productive area in terms of if you go through Oregon and Washington in terms of the other side of the mountain, you know, heading on the eastern side, you're going to find fertile ground. It's very windy in Washington, very particularly in Oregon, but you have in the off season you have the tulip growth, you know, miles of that, and you have good foods in the process of apples. And some of the Washington apples used to be some of the best in the world. But the thing, of course, most of our food now is sold to China. So you have, first it was Japan, and then they set up their country. But you need water for that. And I've talked about the virtual water system for plants and for humans. You know, how much water it takes to make an apple, for instance. Of course, you have the bees. They need the water, and they have to develop a certain pollen scent to be able to work with the right flower to do that, and on the apple tree. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that this congresswoman is making a powerful statement, because the eastern Washington base is where that basis of the food supply goes to other countries. It doesn't go to America. So the thing is that When President Trump made his deal with the Chinese leader, it was the idea to have beef grown in the United States to go to China. And, of course, that was part of the process of it. But you need water for that. So you have the idea how land is seized for withdrawal for use of drilling and growing. As it stands, Obama took 554, well, it's 554 and a half million acres of land and had them in the National Monument acres added by the president. And Obama had the most. Well, those are the goal for the idea of development of other kinds of minerals that take water. According to the process of data, which has been accumulated after the Congressional Budget Office, all the other presidents combined, Bush, Clinton, and Truman, Roosevelt, Hoover, Coolidge, Harding, Wilson, Taft, and Roosevelt, I've only took 284.5 million acres of land. Obama took 554.5 million acres of land for a monument acreage. And of course, that is also in the water bill from another standpoint. And the Obama administration, quote, according to Chairman Paul Gosar from Arizona, that Obama administration put the misguided agenda of these, quote, extremist special interest groups first to the detriment of the people of Minnesota. And I look forward to working with Secretary Zeki and Perdue in righting this wrong and create jobs and good education for the future generations. But what's at stake? Food goes over to other countries that are part of the deals. You have water allocation, which is under United Nations control. And so the idea of the EPA is really an arm of the United Nations. And I have great admiration for what's called the Congressional Western Caucus. I've heard of them. I should have been working more with them over the years, but I haven't. But I will correct that very quickly. But what we're talking about is changing the way water is governed, regulated, and used in the United States of America. And that's what President Trump has done. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's the Clean Water Act is a regulatory timeline that is supposed to be addressing water pollution. And the idea of the Federal Water Pollution Control Act 25 years ago was actually changed onto that codicil of what's called the Generic Water Pollution Act in terms of the chemical contamination. I have exposed on my program here on RBN, Barker Pathways, the chemical contaminants that are involved in the water itself and are going to be involved in the list of procedures that are in the act now. There are 119 carcinogenic agents, there's 1,900 trielemental agents, there are 900 cancerous disinfectant byproducts, and only three have been regulated or at the bench of the EPA for all these years. And they say, well, we just don't have the bench for it. And no, they have the bench for it. Keep in mind that when you have a system by which you are contaminated in the drinking water, that chemical can travel for close to 300 miles in the air to another water source. Thank you very much for listening to the first live hour of Parker Pathways. We're opening up the show for the next two live hours, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and happy 4th of July. And happy new water rule. We'll see you in a few moments on Parker Pathways.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you have in the time of your life.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.